Nerve pain is our topic for today. St. John's wort, most common herb for possible health effects out there. Helps reduce inflammation and antioxidants effects. And it's also going to help with our nerve issues. What is our nerve issues caused by? Injury, chemotherapy, is there a medical condition like diabetes, or nerve damage, or pinched sciatic? What are you feeling? Burning pain? Little bugs running along? Or just numbness, tingliness, muscle weakness? What's happening with this nerve issues? St. John's wort is there to help us out. It's going to help our nerves with anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. It's going to help reduce damage for any injured nerves and maybe even help them heal. Flax. Flax is excellent for lowering our blood cholesterol level, antioxidant effects, anti-inflammatory, has fatty acids, and it's great for reducing nerve damage. Turmeric, great. Reduces nerve damage. It's anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. Great for our nerve damage and our muscles. Some other herbs are valerian, black cohosh, meadowsweet, and ginger. These herbs are also great for damaged nerves. Any of the herbs that have anti-inflammatory or antioxidant effects in them are going to be great for trying to limit our nerve pain. And again, we want to figure out, why do we have the nerve pain, right? What is the problem why we have so much nerve pain going on? Yeah, take a really good look and see why you have the nerve pain and how you can fix it. If it's something that you can actually do with stretching and exercises, maybe holistic yoga, massage, acupuncture, things as such. See how those work for you. Wild yam. Wild yam, anti-spasmodic. That's going to help. It's going to help calm our spasms. It's going to relieve some nausea as well. You can use this also for abdomen acne, colds, coughs. With our abdomen, if we're extended or bloated, that's what it's good for. Our gallbladder issues, hemorrhoids, headaches, knees, leg pain, sciatic. Again, really good for some nerve issues. White pond lily, antiseptic. This is going to help clean any wounds or help with diarrhea or bowel complications, kidney problems, bladder, prostate, things like that. Plantain, you're going to find some pain relief from this. This is going to help you out. Anything that's a muscle relaxer is going to help you out. Relieves swelling and pain. Yarrow. It's an expectorant. It's going to clean out some toxins and expectorant out of your lungs. Promotes digestion. Excellent for anything that may be causing inflammation within your body. Fights bacteria. Antiseptic. Toning. Helps with cramps. Sumac. That's like a bitter. That's going to cleanse out any toxins that you have in your body. Wild rose. Harvested in June through December. As well as we just did a show on rose hip. And that was excellent. For quite a few things. Skin, one of them that I loved. Wild rose, you can apply it to fever sores, blisters. The petals are good for sore eyes. The bark is for boils. The berries are for colds and scurvy and constipation. Your petals boost your immune system. Sore throats. Cramp bark. Excellent. Cramp spasms decreases pregnancies. So you got to be careful because, like I say, you're pregnant. You don't want to do the cramp bark, right? It is anti-spasmodic. Nervine. It's going to be really great for your nerves. Great tonic for nerve pain release. Cramp bark. Excellent. Popple. The bark. It's a pain reliever, an aspirin. Again, that's going to help with some of your lower nerve pain, some of the stuff that's not as heavy or chronic. It's not as painful that is keeping you up all night. White pine. Really good for respiratory, colds, congestion. The dried needles are great for arthritis. So again, white pine is going to be really good for some nerve pain and inflammation and reducing that pain. Purple coneflower, or boosts our immune system. Anything that boosts our immune system is going to help us body naturally. Promotes T cells, wound healing, viruses, bacteria. Hazelnut as well. Dietary fiber, vitamins and minerals, helps fight cancer. Helps our body protection from free radicals. Horsetail, really good for bones, kidneys, bladder, any type of swelling or inflammation. That's going to help with any type of our nerve pain. So check out a few of those and look up some yourself as well and figure out why you may be having nerve pain if you are, or if you have a friend having nerve pain, let them know some of the stuff that you learned.